Picture this. You've just walked into 434 Marketing for your first meeting with the team. We sit around the table, chat about the weather, and eat a few donuts. But then, we pop the question. What does success look like in your relationship with us? You think hard. You aren't sure, actually. What does success look like for you and your company? How do your marketing efforts play into this? When was the last time you even thought about it? If this hypothetical scenario makes you nervous, then good, because it makes us nervous too. But the good news is, you're not alone. We see it all the time. Defining success. Success, noun, the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. When businesses are being created, they have a purpose. Perhaps the business purpose is to sell quality products or serve an underserved population. While these are great purposes, they can't really be measured. In the marketing world, we like goals and purposes that can tell us exactly how well we're doing our job. So we know how to adjust your marketing for you. Sell 5,000 units. Reach 10,000 people with a video. Get 75 new memberships. So how do you go from a vague mission statement to a measurable goal? You get SMART. SMART goals. SMART goals can apply to any aspect of a business, but from here on out, we're going to be talking specifically about marketing goals. To begin, we need to follow the SMART strategy, which is goals that are specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and timely. Specific. Specific goals are simplistic and clearly define the result or desired outcome to solve a problem, take advantage of an opportunity, or meet a challenge. These goals should demonstrate what you will do. For example, build, create, develop, implement, produce, support, update, or write. Measurable. Measurable goals demonstrate tangible progress toward your desired outcomes. There are usually several short-term or benchmark measurements built into a long-term goal. Have a clear definition of how the goal will be measured. Through surveys? Revenue generated? Website analytics? Make it clear. Actionable. Actionable goals are challenging, yet feasible and well-defined. Your team must possess the appropriate knowledge, skills, and abilities. These goals should stretch your abilities, but not require anything as extreme as hiring new staff or changing your production methods to succeed. Relevant. Relevant goals measure outcomes within the scope of your business's mission and values. While you're looking to stretch your team and achieve growth, you always want to stay true to the heartbeat behind your company. Don't create a goal that will sacrifice your culture. Timely. Timely goals have an end date. The end date is a hard deadline that marks whether the goal was or wasn't completed on time. If the goal was not completed in the assigned time, use it as an opportunity to adjust your goals for the future. OKRs. SMART goals are great, but once you have those defined for our team, we can take them one step further and convert them into OKRs. OKRs, or Objective Key Results, are a popular leadership process for setting, communicating, and monitoring quarterly goals and results within organizations. The goal of OKRs are to connect company, team, and personal objectives in an organized way to measurable results, making all employees work together in one unified direction. OKRs are not something that we came up with. They are used to define success in large corporations across the globe, from Google to Twitter to LinkedIn and more. The aspect that we love about setting OKRs is that not only are the goals clearly defined, but each team member knows exactly what is expected of them to make the goals work. What does this look like? Let's break down the parts we use to create OKRs and build some for the awesome company. Alignment. Awesome Company has expressed to us that they want to acquire more customers in several key geographical areas, but are unsure how to do so. But that's for us to come up with. The important part here is that they have defined the alignment of this OKR and given us a place to start. Awesome Company's OKR alignment. New customer acquisition in the key locations of Richmond, Roanoke, and Lynchburg, Virginia. Objective. This is where the company's SMART goals come into play. Start by defining 3 to 5 key objectives on various levels, whether they be the company, team, or personal goals. Objectives should be ambitious, qualitative, time-bound, and actionable by the person or team. For Awesome Company, they've identified that they wish to create leads specifically through their website. Awesome Company's OKR objective: increase website-driven leads. Key results. Under each objective, define 3 or 4 measurable results. Key results should be quantifiable, achievable, lead to objective grading, and be difficult but not impossible. In fact, if you can easily hit 100% of your key results, your goal wasn't ambitious enough. OKR results can be based on growth, performance, revenue, or engagement. If your key result is to increase leads, be sure to use historical data to support your ambitions. Awesome Company's key results. Increased total 2018 April through September website leads from 487 to 621 in Richmond. Increased total 2018 April through September website leads from 369 to 500 in Roanoke. Increased total 2018 April through September website leads from 195 to 300 in Lynchburg. Playbook concepts. Finally, the marketing part. This is our favorite part of the process because we're able to take a look at the goals that have been established and create a strategy around the success of the OKR. These concepts will vary depending on the key result, the client, our budget, and more factors. But here's an example. Awesome Company's playbook concepts. A paid retargeting campaign, A/B testing the form placement on the website, and user testing on their landing pages. Once all the components of these OKRs are laid out and several OKRs have been established, it's time to get to work. OKR tips. Setting OKRs can be addicting, but be careful when creating them. Aim for 3 to 5 objectives with 3 to 5 key results under each one. Too many goals can create confusion and distract from the real goal. Evaluate and mark progress regularly. Whether this is weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, make sure that tracking intervals are defined from the beginning. Why it matters. Why does a definition of success matter to your marketers? Because not only do we want you to succeed, we want to hold ourselves accountable for our strategies. We want to be able to tell if what we are doing is working and quickly. Once an OKR is set up, it requires very little maintenance, just the regular reporting. But this simple tool gives you a powerful advantage. That advantage is that you can now say no to distraction. The Awesome Company wants web leads, but one employee had an idea to purchase ads on some neighborhood bus stops. Does it fit within the defined OKRs? Nope. That makes it easier for the marketing director to say no and keep the projects and budgets on track. Let us help. If all of this still seems overwhelming and confusing, don't worry. That's what we're here for. Just drop us a line and we'll chat through your goals.